to the Olympics now. A stunning finish by Charlene Mosley this morning means that Ireland has automatically qualified for the final of the women's 4x400m race. With the details and a whole lot more, we're joined by Darren Frehill. Darren, I gave the plaudits to Charlene, but it was a great team performance on the track this morning.
Ah, Paul, this was absolutely a team effort. A wonderful, wonderful start to the morning here in the French capital. The Irish women's 4x400 relay team qualifying for the final. This one's taken us all a little bit by shock, to be honest with you. Radishita Adelecki, who is obviously getting ready for her big final later on, but the team of Sophie Becker, Phil Healy, Kelly McCrory and Charlene Mosley going through, and no luck for Mark English in the 800 and Sarah Lavin in the 100. Kate O'Connor just inside the top 20 in the heptathlon. But to be honest with you, you mentioned Charlene Mosley. She in particular really shone on that final leg. She had an awful lot of work to do. Outstanding. Their time, 3:25.05, just behind the winners, the heat winners, Jamaica and the Netherlands. And it's going to be fantastic because they're going to line up tomorrow for the final, 8:15 Irish time. And maybe we'll see Rashida Adelecki make an appearance in that team yet. Depends how tonight goes. Hopefully she comes through it okay. But let's hear from two of the four. David Gillick spoke to Phil Healy and first Sophie Becker, who led off the relay team.
It's an amazing feeling. We said we were going to do it. We did it. I'm so proud of us. It's amazing.
And you kicked it all off. What do you think you ran for your first leg?
I know what I ran. 50.90. Delighted with that. Like, it felt like a really good run. I didn't think it was that fast, but yeah, it's what. I'm so happy I could start it off well. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, starting it off well is so important, Phil. You took it over, and again, you remained, you kept that lead going. Fantastic.
Yeah, even at 300, I knew where Sophie was, and she is miles ahead of everybody else. So I knew I had to use that 200 meter speed. I say I ran a 200 PB in the first half, but it's so important to be in such a good position at 200, obviously, because it means the lineup for leg three. Then when I pass it over to Kelly, so yeah, I just tried to hold it off. I knew Lika Klaver would be coming fast behind me, but oh my god, it's like, it's an Olympic final. It's so so special to be part of this team. It's Kelly's first Olympics. It's just so special, and to be in that Olympic final, like, it's what dreams are made of, and just to do it with the girls, like, oh, it's just unreal.
There you go, Paul. What do you make of all of that?
Just sheer joy. Wonderful to hear, wonderful to see and wonderful to watch. And what a fantastic result. But wasn't the only thing. The double Olympic medalist Daniel Whiffen was back competing today, swimming in the Seine of all things. I believe you've been hearing from him after what looked an unbelievably grueling 10-kilometre slog.
I think grueling is nearly putting it nicely, Paul. Daniel,
10 kilometres.
Oh, stop. I'm not sure any of us would have fancied it. He finished 18th in this marathon event, 10 kilometres, as you say, open water swim in the Seine. So basically he was swimming a course within a restricted area in the Seine. And of course he won the gold medal in the 800 metres freestyle and then the bronze in the 1500 metres. But this is a very different kettle of fish, and I'm not sure he's going to return again in the future. An absolute slog. Thankfully, though, he got home and sound, and he spoke to Jackie Hurley afterwards.
It's probably one of the worst things I've ever done. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy I did it. Now I can say that I can range from 10K, and I actually placed higher than I did in Tokyo in Nepal, so I'm pretty proud of myself. But you know, when you get to halfway, all I was thinking was, I am already an Olympic champion, and I'm swimming this, and I'm coming 18th. I was like, oh, we'll just finish it now, but then I'm never doing it again.
Do you know what? I was thinking that. I was like, it's a fair slog out there, but just to stay going, you got to be proud of that too.
Yeah, I think my goal coming into this, I know everybody thought whatever, my goal was to finish, and I'm very pleased with myself, and I'm happy to say I didn't come last. All the coaches are laughing because I was swimming out by myself because I wasn't asked going behind somebody, and all I was thinking was, yeah, I can't be asked getting kicked in the face. So I got a couple of elbows in the eye, and I got punched in the face at one point. I was like, you know, this sport isn't for me. I don't think I'm definitely want my own lane next time. I'm retiring from open water.
But you might reconsider that eventually. But I think this Olympic Games in general, Daniel, I'm sure you'll take time to reflect, but two medals in the pool, this has been extraordinary stuff, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, couldn't ask for anything more. Becoming Olympic champion ages ago now, it seems, about a week and a half ago, and then a bronze medal as well, and you know, we'd already have athletes winning any medals, and to come away with two, amazing. And I'm looking forward to the homecoming on Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you going to do now with your last couple of days? Rest?
Party. That's exactly what I'm doing. You'll see me out in nightclubs tonight.
We'll see him out there, Paul, yeah.
a wild ride for Daniel Wiven. But I guess all Irish eyes will be back on the track tonight and that 400 metre women's final. What's the latest? What can you tell us?
Yeah, do you know what? This is very exciting. And we're hoping Rashida Adeleke can make a little bit more history. She's obviously created history by being just in that final alone, Paul. It's a massive day ahead for her in the 400 metres. And whatever happens, she has the bit of history. First female sprinter to make an Olympic final. She's only 21, 22 next month. That race in the Stade de France tonight at 7 o'clock Irish time, live on RT2, radio coverage on 2FM and Radio 1 as well. And we don't get to these finals very often, so let's hope that she can go out with a bit of a bang. She has it all to do. Three of the field there have run under 49 seconds. Rashida Adeleke herself, her best time is just over that, 49.07 seconds. So for her to have any chance of getting on that podium, you'd imagine she'd have to be hitting personal best territory at a minimum, and maybe hoping that one of the other three can maybe have an off day. So we'll wait and see. Bit of breaking news, actually, Paul, before I go, if you want to hear me out. So there was great excitement last night in the 200 metres. Let's see. Tobago, he won the 200 metres, upset the odds there a little bit, and won it. Well, the president of Botswana, where he is from, has issued an open letter to the entire population of the country saying they can have this afternoon off work. So Friday afternoon, you can all go home and take a half day. I'm wondering, is the Taoiseach listening this afternoon? Maybe he could take a leaf out of his book. What do you think?
Well, you'll hear it first on the news one, obviously. So we'll put in a call and see what happens. Darren Frell from Paris, thank you so much for joining us.